Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the perfect time of year. Somewhere far away from here, I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess.
Gresham Foyer coming up at 10, and Jones and Mego and Arcand at 2, and they will be joined by Alex Cora in advance of opening day for the Red Sox at 2:30 this afternoon. Has it become a very real possibility that Bill Belichick will not show up nearly three months from now for Tom Brady night at Gillette Stadium?
I think that if the public's response wasn't what it is now after watching Dynasty, he would not have come back. But the fact that everybody is seeing through this and everybody is seemingly apologizing to Bill Belichick for how they thought of him, I think it's a power move for him to come back. Bill Belichick walking into any type of Patriots crowd right now, he is going to get roars of applause.
Right.
Like, ego-wise, if I'm Bill Belichick, I want to be there. I want to put it in everybody's face.
Well, but the problem, I don't look at it that I wouldn't look at it ego-wise. I would look at it more like, I don't think he would do that to Tom Brady. Like,
right.
If Tom Brady wants him there,
Bill won't be there.
Which I, huh?
Bill won't be there. Because I think Bill's looking at this as a Tom night. Tom's probably like, all right, you know, I want this to be about my name. And then Bill's obviously looking at, if he comes back, what are people going to be asking him? Like, what are reporters going
to
be asking him?
He's not going to have to answer questions.
Right.
Well, I think there'll be some, you know, there'll be some people that want to talk to him about the night.
People want to talk to him today. Nobody's talking to him.
No, but I mean, it'll be more, if he's around here, I think it'll be, you know, harder for him to avoid, you know, media members. I think he stays away and he lets Tom have his night. He lets Tom do his thing.
Yeah, but I don't think you could do Tom Brady night without Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady night.
No, I understand that.
I think Bill goes, he's already going, my prediction, April 12th, 20, what is it? No, June 12th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bill's there, and it's great for Bill because he's back in the spotlight with the guy that he found or stuck behind or chose over Bledsoe, whatever you want to pick, and it helps his image.
So is he there just in attendance or is he there talking?
I'm sure he'll talk, just like Tom and Bill spoke on NFL Network talking about the All-Century team. Like, I feel like that. There is, if Bill Belichick is invited and doesn't go, he loses the high ground. because then it looks petty. Because it's not, he'll go there and he knows the whole crowd is going to be cheering for him and booing Robert.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that it's going to be similar to, like, the only thing I could really compare it to would be, like, Larry Bird Night, which we talked about before mm-hmm. at the Old Garden, where you have guys sitting around on a stage, and Tom Brady's out there the whole time, and you have people talking about Tom Brady, and Tom Brady's talking about his experiences, and I'm assuming...
Okay, so if it's like that, that might be a different approach.
Well, how do you think it's going
to
be?
I think it's maybe kind of what we saw with Tom.
You're selling tickets to it, so it has to be an event.
Yeah.
It's not like the game this past season where Tom went out, they ran out there at halftime and talked for 7 minutes or whatever. It's an event. So it's got to be a career, an entire career retrospective.
Right.
And Bill, to me, is a giant part of that.
Yeah, and that becomes that. That becomes, if it's like that, I thought it would be more like Tom goes up there and just, you know, talks about his career.
It's going to be a celebration of the dynasty. You'll have you and Woody and Matt Light and Troy Brown and Deion Branch and all those guys and Teddy Bruschi and Ted Johnson and Ty Law. And then you'll have Devin McCourty. You'll have Dante Hightower, Ninko, and
Matthew Slater,
David Andrews, all those guys, Edelman, Amendola, all that. Which might be awkward with Bill. But I think they will absolutely, and it'll be 2 hours of reliving the greatest dynasty in American sport history.
So do they roll out then? Because if it's something similar to that, then it'll be something similar to, and I've been to a few of them, when a guy gets his red jacket, right? So they have a panel, you know, they have some players up there. You know, they have the guy who...
You have to bring, I would assume you're going to bring Peyton Manning in. Like, if you're, like, Magic Johnson was there for Bird Night. So I'm assuming that you're going to, if you're Tom's biggest rival was Peyton Manning, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm at. If it's like that, or if it's like what we've seen, if you ever been, I don't know if you guys have ever been to when a guy gets his red jacket.
Yes.
And they have, you know, his former teammates there, and they're up there telling stories.
Greg had Robert build one for him just so he can wear it around the house.
But then Robert will come out, and then he'll introduce, or they'll introduce Bill.
Curtis, do you think I should start doing what Robert does and have a signature outfit?
I do.
Like, and the blue sport coat and the RKK Air Force, Craft Force ones. Uh-huh. Like maybe I should go signature outfit.
You should, and you should feign ignorance about anything negative and act like it's all Ken's fault.
Speaking of Matthew Slater, he was on the Edelman podcast.
Yeah, Julian Edelman's podcast.
Yesterday, and he had some interesting things to say about Bill in light of the dynasty.
I'm not sure how I feel about everything. I mean, it's tough. You know, I know there's sometimes some comments that I made on there that made it seem like Bill was just this, like, very demanding presence. And he was. But I also want people to see there are multiple sides of Bill, right? And, you know, it's tough because I feel like he's being portrayed in a certain light. And, you know, that. You know, we're painting a picture, but we're only showing people part of the picture. With Coach, it's very complex. And there are things that, you know, were tough, and I'm sure we all feel like, hey, maybe we wish we had done things this way. But let's make sure none of us forget the fact that the dynasty is not even being talked about without Bill Belichick. And the things that he did were with intentionality and purpose. And I think he got the best out of all of us.
I mean, I don't know how you could disagree with that. The singular decision, the best decision in sports my entire life, was sticking with Tom over Drew after the AFC title game. That literally unlocked the dynasty. Without that decision, there is no dynasty.
Right.
So how can you not credit the person who made that decision?
And now we expect that person who's not getting any credit to show back up?
Well, 617 texter says, the dynasty gave me Tom dumping on Bill vibes at times.
It did.
Bill is not coming back in June.
Right.
It did. It gave you.
Yeah. I mean,
it gave you Tom dumping on
at
Bill.
At times.
Tom was conflicted, though. Like, he, to the point of tears at one point.
But, I mean, that's, we know Tom has the waterfalls. We know he's a sensitive dude, you know, and he gets a little teary-eyed.
We also can't trust anything that we saw in this dynasty.
Right, but
we have no idea if Tom spoke so much about Bill and how much he loves Bill, and then they just never showed it. We can't trust any way that Bill Belichick was portrayed in the Dynasty documentary from the players.
You have Matthew Slater essentially saying that.
Right.
Matthew Slater appears to feel frustrated that he was a part of something that was made to make Bill look bad.
My guess is what you heard from Slater right there was said in different words, maybe, but the gist of what you heard was said to the producers of the Dynasty, and to Courtney's point, it wasn't a part of it. Wouldn't it be surprising if Matthew Slater, who's many things, he seems pretty honest. He's a guy that appears to be above the fray in all elements, a model citizen on and off the field. So if he said that with Edelman, my guess is over the course of a 3-hour interview about his time with the Patriots, he talked about while Bill was a tough coach, without that tough coaching, you don't have the team that you saw.
Yeah, and he kind of said a little bit of that, the Dynasty, but I'm kind of turning away from the players. There are two people in the Dynasty that, you know, and it's not like they completely throw them under the bus, but they show that Tom had a real issue with Bill, and that's his dad and his sister, correct? Mm-hmm. So we know that there's something there. And it's not that Bill and Tom are not cool, but I don't know if Bill is going to go like, all right, I'm going to come out here on Tom's night.
I think he would do it if Tom wanted to. I think the only issue is that he must feel like Robert Kraft did him dirty. Because in the parting of the ways, you know, the what do they call it? The gracious uncoupling.
Mm-hmm.
Bill honored his end of the agreement, stood up there and said, I love the fans. I thank you for what you've done for me. Yep. Thank you for what you've done for this football team. Everywhere we went, he did. He lived up to his end of the bargain, and he must feel like he was, you know, thrown under the bus after that point, after he did what he was supposed to do and act like it was a happy-go-lucky parting of the ways. That the bus in the form of the Dynasty was driven over him.
Right, and does Bill show up knowing that the guy who he had a big hand in making the greatest quarterback of all time in the Dynasty is basically like, if Bill don't come back, I'll come back?
Wiggy, they lived it. They experienced it. He didn't find anything out in the documentary that didn't actually
but
happen.
Curtis, I think the point that you're missing is some people will hold grudges for what, like,
Tom Brady could say Bill Belichick chose Jimmy Garoppolo over me.
Right.
But they're past it. And here's what I think it'll
be. Do you believe that, though? Do you believe
Tom will
pick up the phone and say, Bill, I want you to come to this event.
I think in the way the two of them spoke about each other after, the way Bill spoke about Tom on this very show said to me that there's not really an issue between the two of
if
them.
If Tom Knight was in October, I'm sorry, was in April of 2020, I don't think they're doing it together.
Right.
But time heals everything. And if it were tonight, my prediction, I've gotten a lot of things wrong, but I've been pretty right about Tom and Bill. What the Tom Brady Knight will turn into is a gush fest from all the parties for Tom and Bill.
And Bill.
It will be the night, it will be like after Spygate, after Deflategate, the audience in that building will be reminiscing and reliving, and the players that speak on that stage, they will talk about Tom, obviously, but they will all go back to Bill and Dante and Romeo.
But there's not enough time that has passed. That I just don't think there's enough time. Because the Dynasty just ended, what, a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brady's night is in a couple months. Like, people have feelings. And the way that players, the way that the owner, the way that Tom, the way that Tom's family, the way that they
You can't say family because one of his sons is still working for the organization.
No, no, no. I'm talking about Tom's family.
I thought you were saying Bill's family.
The way they made Bill look.
You mean Bill's girlfriend who was on social media saying it was the defense that got the
Bucks
championship?
Yeah, but that was, yeah, exactly. That's part of it. But the way
they're all past it.
Curtis, stop it. It's only been a couple months. And the way they made Bill look, they made Bill look like, A, he was the ultimate hot ass as a coach, like the ultimate dictator who didn't care about your family, who gave no F's about you, who only cared about one thing and one thing only.
Who wouldn't trade a murderer get safety for his daughter.
Right.
And that is so obscene.
What this was portrayed as. And even though the players might feel a certain way about him, they took what the players said and they spun it to make it seem like they were all, other than the first group of players, they were all against them. There's no way Bill, in a couple months after that, goes, all right, this is all water under the bridge.
Yeah,
I mean, he might, though,
because he takes the high road. He took the high road in this whole thing.
That is true. And that's the
he's a class act.
Yep. He's the only one.
And go ahead and accuse me of carrying his water all day long. I don't give two F's.
I don't know if I'd use class act.
I think he's a class act too.
In this particular situation,
he showed a lot of class.
He's the only one in this particular situation, the dynasty, that goes, listen, I'm no snitch. I'm not going to talk negatively about people. I'm not going to give family secrets out. I'm willing to take this thing to my grave with us. He's the only one who was willing to do that.
Where did Tom say things that were secret?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Things that were ripping Bill in the docuseries.
Curtis, if you don't believe...
I'm asking a question.
If you don't believe the way that his family...
I asked you about Tom.
I'm telling you...
The way his family spoke about Bill.
The way his family spoke about Bill. If you don't believe that was part of... And if you don't believe Robert saying the things about, oh, if... You know, his wife goes, get that MFR out of here.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't
believe... He doesn't treat my husband like a man.
Right.
But I don't think... Tom Brady was asked about that, and he didn't comment on it.
But if you don't believe... Curtis, just because he doesn't comment on it, you don't think that that's how he believed and felt?
I do. I think Bill Belichick, after the game in week 4 of the 2021 NFL season... went in for a half hour into the bowels of Gillette Stadium to speak with Tom Brady. I believe that was the first time they spoke since the divorce. And I think they both agreed to move forward, and they have been very candid and complimentary of one another. Bill Belichick went on Tom's podcast. They spoke when Tom retired.
Yeah, they speak. I'm not saying they don't speak.
What I'm telling you is that they are going to be attached at the hip for as long as they live, because of what they accomplished. And they recognize the importance the other had in their career in a way that none of us will. So for Tom Brady night, I can't envision a scenario by which Bill Belichick, a guy that Greg just described as being above the fray, would allow him not being there to detract from the story about Tom.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. I think so.
We have two more drop madness.
Okay, go ahead.
The first one, it's 6 seed v. 3 seed. Here's the 6 seed.
Listen, lead is Weagle. Weagle.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
And this 3 seed.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one.
Tough to beat that 3 seed, Wiggy.
Yeah. I don't. We gonna have a hard time beating that one.
Are there two different chicken drops in Drop Madness?
There is one more. We'll get to it after the break.
Fried chicken?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Drop Madness underway. Get in on the action. We got to get this down to the Elite 8, so please vote.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.